presentations, water cooler chats, groupthink meetings to kick up thought showers. Office life can be dull. Learn what's happening in nature and on the farm every week with Mairead Lavery from the Farmer's Journal. Mairead Lavery from the Farmer's Journal joins us once again. Mairead, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm grand. I've been out in the air and out in the sunshine, which is great always, out in Dunleary.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely day. You know, you'd be thinking now that the weather was going to be really bad, but it's actually pet weather out there now. It's beautiful.
It actually is very pleasant out there. And you were out in Dunleary. This was to do with the men's sheds.
The men's sheds. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of these men's sheds. If ever there was something waiting to be founded, and it's been taken up with alacrity in this country. We've about over 350 of them. There's three new ones a week. And basically they're community places where men can get together, make stuff, be a help to their community, have a chat, have a bit of company, work shoulder to shoulder. And it's absolutely flying, with about 180 people, men mainly, from all around the country, like from Castlemaine up as far as the top of Donegal. And what they were doing was, it's an art project that's sponsored by Fisherman's Friend. And you know, doing art pieces that kind of reflect what the men's shed is about and what it means to their community.
Mm.
And there was some spectacular entries now. I mean, the work that goes into this thing, like, because they all have amazing facilities. I mean, now, again, I'm not saying about women, how long would it take them to organise all of this, but I cannot believe how fast 350 men's sheds have organised permanent premises in an awful lot of cases. An absolute tool shop that would be the envy of any. Wood turning and lathes and all of that sort of equipment as well.
Expensive, yeah.
Half libraries, you name it, they have it. And they've been able to manage to leverage stuff from everywhere in the country, as far as I can see. But it's a great movement. And they were out there now again, a whole bunch of them meeting and talking. And the winners actually turned out to be Castlemaine down in Kerry. It was the KC men's shed.
Mm.
And they had made this gorgeous, it was like a dartboard. But instead of all, you know where all the colours are and the different circles and different rounds, they had actually put in loads of photographs of everything that they're involved. And they had done it under all the different headings, like, companionship, entrepreneurship, sponsorship, you know, all the different things. And it was really thoughtful and a gorgeous piece of work. And then Cooley got a special award. They made a lifeboat and it was like three-dimensional. And you can imagine the pillars around the life, you know, the life buoys all around the boat, the life belts, were all about the things that, you know, what matter to the men's sheds. And the water was full of all the things that you really want to help solve, which is loneliness, isolation, all of that. And the sharks were there waiting to grab you. And it was gorgeous. And Letterkenny was another winner now as well today. Lovely concept as well. But look, we have a page in the Farmer's Journal on the sheds every single week if anyone's interested, because we're big believers in show and tell. And we think that this concept is, you know, ripe for anywhere, any village, community. And, you know, we profile a shed every week. We look at a couple of sheds and what they're doing as well, you know, one-off events. And so if you want to know more, it's the Irish Men's Sheds Association, really worthwhile. And it's north and south, interdenominational, all age groups, all classes, all types. Everybody's welcome.
And you go to a men's shed to do stuff. You're not sitting around talking about your feelings.
No, you don't. Now, you can. I mean, the cup of tea is there and the buns or the cake is there. You can have that chat. But it's about the whole research on men's mental health was that men work better shoulder to shoulder and talk better shoulder to shoulder. And that's why the work stuff is really important. So whether it's rebuilding vintage tractors, whether it's making buddy seats for the town, whether it's making bird boxes that they're selling and, you know, using the money to help support the club, whether it's stuff they're doing for the local schools, involvement with them, the campaigns they have, like from fashion shows, you name it, they're doing it. And like the range of stuff and the range of times that the sheds are open for. Like some of them are open at 9 in the morning, stay open until 9 at night. I mean, you can literally get out of the house, or if you're there by yourself, you can get out there and meet people that are doing different stuff. And then there's an awful lot of skills transfer. There's people, you know, who may be retired, they're teaching skills to younger people or other people who've retired. But it's the full gamut. And there, as I said, three a week or three every fortnight are opening up, and we've over 350 of them in the country at this stage.
Speaking of sheds, tell us about the shed scammer.
Yes, now we've been writing about this in the Farmer's Journal for the last 2 weeks or so, and It's a serious situation. And we reckon farmers are, well, they're well over 200,000 out of pocket. And we've dozens of people at this stage. And, you know, basically it's a very plausible gentleman coming into the yard. And the way you buy a shed, you know, now this could be a small shed for calves, like maybe two span, which would be, you know, two garage lengths or a bit more than that. And nice and high so that it's airy. Or it could be a little unit for a few suckler cows or for a few bullocks for the winter. Or it could be maybe something bigger, but they're probably smaller items. And generally the way people pay for it is one third on deposit. So they, when they book the shed, they pay a third deposit. They pay a third on delivery and then they pay a third when the thing is finished. So an awful lot of those one towards deposits, they're never seen again. And if some material arrives into the yard, it seems to be generally the wrong size of material. It's not the specifications that were ordered. It hasn't got the certification that is needed. The gentleman is very, very difficult to get in contact with him. Confusing phone lines, you know, phone numbers disappear. But it seems to have been going on right when about 11 to 13 counties anyway that we can count to date. So what the Irish Association of Steel Fabricators as well, they've been on to us, and a good number of their members have been hit as well, because, you know, it's a bit like robbing Peter to pay Paul. Some of the stuff has been delivered, be it in wrong sizes or all the rest, but, you know, they're not getting what their money is either. So if you're thinking of buying a shed, for goodness sakes, you know, the last thing you do is you know, just put some money into a fella's hand who comes into the yard and is plausible and kind of does a line of platter on or chatter on you, and you hand over four or five. I mean, people are losing up to 20,000 on this now.
Oh,
you know, it's not like a couple of hundred euro. It's serious money. So the Irish Association of Steel Fabricators are looking for you. Check the references for the people that are coming into the yard. Ask if they're CE certificate, and then contact the association to verify if they're a genuine seller. So that's the warning that's going out there. You know, now is the time. It wouldn't be quite the, really the time of the year now where people are putting up sheds, because it's, you know, you're now, there's about 1.5 million cows going into labour as we speak. And the sheep will be following them fairly fast. So people are up to their neck with baby calves and mining cows and all of that. But once the kind of that the summer, that you know, people maybe are ordering a shed now for it to be built later in the year when the weather gets good, well, it gets really good. So just beware of it.
And is the evidence it's the same people who are doing this?
Yeah,
or
we understand there's a the description is coming back of an individual, a particular individual that is being, that many of the farmers are meeting.
Right, okay, yeah. So it's the same person, so yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Yep.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3:45 to hear more about farming life on Moncrief.